Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss The Devil in My Stove, Harry Styles' double-sided dildo, Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau, Chuck E. Cheese arrested for credit card fraud, Nancy Pelosi at the Mayhem Ball, and the U.S. government Venmo requesting to get out of debt. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my god.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, how are you, by the way?
Y'all, let me assess. Hold on.
Buffering?
I'm buffering. I'm chill. I'm fine-ish.
Are you?
Not well, bitch. I don't know. Well, things are, the world is not good.
Listeners, kind of,
what?
Clap if you're well. Well?
The silence. The well? Silence, mama.
Well?
Let's take it one category at a time. Physically?
Category is physical.
My hip keeps hurting. So I'm like, yeah. Early onset hip replacement. I'm 36. Girl, relax.
This does not bode well for our third run of The Amazing Race.
I know. I was like, we need to get cast stat because the stretching that I have to get up to nowadays, I'm not keeping up with it. And I need to be keeping up with it.
You should really be stretching in the morning as well as making your bed.
Oh. Yeah.
Ladies, clap if we're making our bed first thing in the morning.
That was Corey clapping his ass cheeks.
Thank you for the visual.
Are you making your bed every morning?
Oh, yes. My mother told me long ago.
Anyway.
It's just a good, oh, God, I couldn't imagine walking into my bedroom in the middle of the day and my bed in disarray. Mm-mm. No,
okay.
No tea, no shade.
And how are you physically?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for my health physically.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not that bad. My lips are a little dry right now, so that's no good. But I'm trying to think. I'm scanning my body right now for any irregularities. Where I got my double BBL removal on my feet?
Yes. It's back in a big way.
No, they're not back. But one is thinking about being back. And I said,
Can't you just get a file or something?
Honey, the files are filing.
I think they have cheese graters at IKEA for very cheap.
Please. No. Yeah. Okay. So emotionally, how are you? Oh, I'm not well, actually, on that one. that one's not good. I feel so. The majority of the world is just kind of like okay with the world being on a terrible trajectory, or they feel like they can't do anything or it's an unstoppable force. And so it's kind of like, well, it's over is what it feels like. And so like that really bums me out.
People just don't care anymore. Everybody's had it.
Have they, or have they just not, or have they started to ignore the having it that they've had?
Well, the other half is in a cult, so it's like hard to know what they're up to.
I think more than half is in a cult. A lot of people are in a cult. A lot of sides are cults. A lot of people are in cults and they don't even realize it.
Sides?
Sides. You're the side.
What do they have to do with it?
if you're nor top nor bottom.
Which side are you on?
How are you emotionally?
I'm great.
Wow.
We had 2 days of sunshine in a row. I'm feeling great. Although the wind last night was really winding, and I couldn't help but wonder if it was from that tsunami.
It could be. You know the butterfly effect?
Yes.
She flaps, honey. She was flapping.
I heard that tsunami gave waves up to 1 foot in L.A.
Oh, I didn't feel it. I didn't catch those. Didn't catch those waves. I did have a encounter with a possible spirit. You want to hear about it?
A ghost story? I'm always in.
Well, I recently bought from an estate sale a portrait of what looks like a dancing demon, and it has writing on it that's in a language that Google Translate could not find. And so I thought, oh, this is nice. It looks a little demonic, but I like the colors. It's purple and the demon is red and he's dancing, kind of frolicking. And I love it. Okay. So I brought that into my home. First mistake.
Did you sage it?
I haven't saged anything ever.
Do you this need home some is, sage?
Maybe actually, because the amount of estate sales, I bring a lot of things in that could be cursed.
And you need to be cleansing energy.
Maybe I do need to have an expert come in. Well,
you've got a lot of dolls there too now.
Yeah, and well, I once did a video that was like, you know, ordering cursed dolls off eBay. So like it was anything could be going on in this house. Anyway, so I have that portrait of the devil or whatever dancing. It's big, it's beautiful. Okay, so now it's in the home. So then I'm browsing on, you know, the streaming services, and I don't know what rabbit hole I fell down, but I found a whole bunch of like paranormal, like documentaries. Do you ever watch something that's like based on true events? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, I found something called The Devil Made Me Do It. I said, what's this about? I said, ooh. I pushed play. Big mistake. Huge. Well, they started flashing images of demons and things. And then it was like talking about a true story about a man who killed somebody or something. And he said, well, you can't prosecute me because I was possessed by the devil when it happened. And so it was the first court case where they had to take the devil to trial or something. I don't fucking know. And they're flashing demons all over the screen. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm in the kitchen. I had just opened the freezer to have a bite of Trader Joe's has this new wild berry cheesecake ice cream. And let me tell you, it's going to change your life.
Okay.
So I opened the freezer.
That sounds right up my alley.
I opened the freezer to go grab a bite. Well, all the stovetops, every stovetop circle starts clicking. Okay.
What?
And I run over to it and I'm turning on and off, like trying to make sure none of them are turned on. None of them are turned on. Nothing touched, nothing, blah, blah, blah. They're all clicking and sparking and I'm freaking out. I'm frantically Googling stove spark urgent all on, can't turn, trying to figure out the keywords. Everything's
you're saying stove sparkles as the new sparkle in the new hit movie. Yes. Stove sparkles
absolutely sparkled in the new movie Stove Sparkled. I'm frantic. And I'm trying to figure out what to Google, and I'm clicking the first result, which then is promoted, and then it takes me to an ad, and then it's like a recipe with a story.
You know AI is involved too.
Yes, and it's like, don't worry. And so I run to the fuse box and I turn it off. Power's
out. Smart. You're smart. You're good under pressure.
And then I have an alarm system, and it just starts beeping. And beeping everywhere. Everything starts beeping.
Well, that's probably because the power went out.
No, because I only turned off the stove fuse.
Okay.
And so why is that beeping? Why is that beeping at me? And then I go upstairs. Oh, no. Before I go upstairs, I put a mug down in the kitchen. Okay. This is within a minute of all of this happening. And the mug starts moving across the counter.
No.
I think it's just wet. You know how something can kind of move?
Yeah, it's in a wet pot, slide, slip and slide, take it to the house.
Well, I don't know. And so I pick up the mug. I'm like, are you wet? Are you not wet? I'm unloading the dishwasher. That's why the mug is out. I'm stress cleaning. Okay. And then I go upstairs. I get in bed. I tell Google, I say, Google, wake me up at 9 a.m. I can't say it too loud. She's listening. And as soon as I say that, the alarm starts beeping again. Like the spirit said, okay, see you at 9 a.m. Oh, we'll be back. And all night, I can't even open my eyes because I feel like a demon's in the corner. Like I felt the presence of something looming over me and I'm having nightmares. I can't fall asleep. It's scary. And I'm thinking, thank God Crouton's here. Crouton will bark if something's going down. But I also thought,
if dogs see ghosts,
right? I thought either I wake up in the morning or I don't, or there's a gas leak or something and we all die or I don't know what. Well, I'm still alive. They didn't get me.
And have you removed the photo picture from your house?
I did take it out of my bedroom and I did put it in my office facing the wall. So I feel I will let you know how that develops.
So what did we learn from this?
Well, a top Google result said maybe condensation got into where the knobs are and it affected the clicker or whatever, the sensor, and just, you know, come back after it's dry and try it again. And so I turned it on in the morning and no clicking. So I think that was what it was, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, and the mug slide?
The mug slide? We don't know. The spirits.
And the alarm going off?
The spirits. Maybe. I don't know.
Listen, you showed me when we were FaceTiming that photo over the weekend, and I knew it was cursed. I knew it. I could tell. It gave me the ick.
I like it. It's pretty colors. Red and purple is beautiful.
Yeah, do you remember when we pushed pause on the story about the Annabelle handler dying?
No, but I believe you.
At the end of last week's episode, I said, did you want to hear about, you know, Annabelle?
Okay, yeah, what happened?
The Annabelle handler died.
Okay. Oh,
while touring with Annabelle.
Girl, what kind of tour? What kind of tour? Barnes & Noble?
Yes, book signing.
Okay.
They're saying his cause of death is natural.
Well, that's convenient. Who's they? Big Annabelle?
Big Annabelle. No, I mean, I think she likes to brag about her doings.
Okay.
She's like Chucky, you know, he was all, haha, gotcha.
You know how Alien versus Predator, we need a Chucky versus Annabelle, and throw in Megan.
Megan 2 flopped.
I didn't like Megan 2. There I said
you
it.
You saw it?
I saw it in theaters. And honestly, I closed my eyes a couple times and I thought, maybe this will speed up the movie.
Yeah. When I saw the trailer come out, I thought they really didn't understand why people liked the first one. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Make her a superhero? I don't think so. Change her body? Okay.
I did. There were a couple of moments. I did like when she was a freak skeleton
I didn't
version.
See it.
Oh, never mind. No spoilers.
I didn't see it.
Speaking of cursed animatronics.
Yes.
Did you see what happened at Chuck E. Cheese?
I thought you were going to talk about Elmo wanting to release the Epstein files.
Oh, my God. Close.
Okay. What did Chuck E. Cheese do? What did Chuck E. Cheese do?
What does the E stand for, first of all?
We've looked this up before.
Epstein?
Yeah, I think so.
No,
well, his E stands for entertainment. It's Charles Entertainment Cheese.
So a rose by any other name? Was he destined for greatness just because his middle name was entertainment all along? It's like somebody naming their child Madonna or RuPaul, like,
or
entertainment.
Aquaman.
Or Aquaman. You're right. Oh, we have to talk that too, because I have an update.
Well, is it what, that her baby is Ozzy Osbourne or her baby's Hulk Hogan?
Neither.
Well, I saw a TikTok that said we wait at least 100 years to reincarnate, so none of her babies are these famous people.
Ooh, okay. You know what?
And that was from the same TikTok psychics that brought you Trump will die before July's over.
Well, Chuck E. Cheese got arrested for credit card fraud in Tallahassee, Florida.
What? Mr. Entertainment?
It's true. Dale.
Do you think he's related to Mr. Worldwide?
Chuck E. Cheese? No.
It's one of his minions. It's not the Chuck Charles Entertainment Mouse. Who's this got arrested?
some employee in a Chuck E. Cheese uniform in the full getup with the head on. They came to Chuck E. Cheese. They came to the establishment. They arrested him in the establishment. There's kids in the background standing on the table watching as he's handcuffed behind his back, pushed through the door. They're leading him away. He's still got his big ass Chuck E. Cheese shoes on, his gloves on, his big mouse ears on, and they're taking him away.
Lock him up.
Yes, well, I'm seeing the moment they took his head off. Okay. Well, the cops did get him. They busted him. And it's over. It's over. Well, it's over, kids.
Go. Oh, thank God it's over.
Credit card fraud. What was he charging?
Other people's credit cards.
Is that what credit card fraud is?
Yeah, you steal a credit card. You charge.
you know my past. Do I ever?
Yeah.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Mm. Hey, you know what's back in a big way?
What? What?
Throwing objects at concerts.
Oh, God. What there happened now?
There he was, Luke Bryan, hit in the face with an object thrown at a concert.
I don't care.
Just this week.
I only have so many fucks to give.
Well, when I went and saw Lady Gaga in concert, I ordered a Pepsi Max because they didn't have Coke Zero. And she said, I'm going to have to keep the bottle top.
Yeah, well, times have changed.
Can't we have anything nice anymore?
No.
I can't keep the top to my soda. Jeez.
You know,
Louise.
Well, what's the problem there? They think you're going to throw it full of water?
Oh, I don't know. Or just what? Like, you know when people pinch the bottle cap between their thumb and their, like, finger and shoot it?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Oh.
So what hit Luke Bryan?
It looked like a beach ball. Well...
A very soft object.
It looked like a beach ball colored size, like hacky sack ball. It wasn't air filled. It had something in it.
Okay.
Beans.
Is he good? Is he good?
Rice. He kept singing.
Mmm, beans and rice.
Can you name a Luke Bryan song?
No. But it's, I think I know is corn makes corn. Corn makes corny. Corn makes my baby feel a little corny. Corn makes that even
that's an AI country song that they like play for their parents on TikTok. No?
I think it's Luke Bryan.
Well, for a long is his last name Bryan or is his middle name Bryan? For a long time. For a long time I thought it was Bryant.
Bryant.
What a discovery.
That's Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant?
True.
Or is it?
Yes.
I have the button on my soundboard. Can I push it for half a second?
You know I can't hear it, so audience, clap if you want to hear it.
Is it happening?
Did it play?
I don't think it's happening. Well, oh, imagine God. Corn makes corn. Okay, so rest
corn
in peace
makes
or good luck.
Corn lyrics?
Corn makes corn. Corn makes corny. Corn
it's a
makes
Luke
my
Bryan
baby
song from 2009 corny. Called Rain is a Good Thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Those lyrics make way more sense than you saying corn makes corn and corn makes my baby corny.
Corn makes corn. Corn makes corny. Makes my baby feel a little corny.
You got gooped again.
I never got gooped. I knew it was not real, but it's. Anyway, we have to talk about Aquaman. I know you brought the child
up. I brought it up. Show me the birth certificate.
Trish Crave has recently uncovered old footage from a decade ago of Trisha Paytas with the psychic twins. And the psychic twins predicted that she will have a child that has a connection to Atlantis.
We're all connected to Atlantis.
Aquaman. So did they plant the seed or what's going on here?
When are we getting psychic twins on the pod?
Psychic twins on the pod. That's us.
When are we having them? I'll call them. I'll have my people call your people and have your people call them.
You were at the Mayhem Ball.
I was.
Did you see
Pelosi?
Grandmother Monster?
Nancy Pelosi went to a different... Gaga had three nights in San Francisco, and I was not at the Nancy Pelosi night.
You're telling me when you're on Ticketmaster and there's 70,000 people in front of you in line, it's Nancy Pelosi getting the seat that you want?
It was her.
Well, did she play government hooker?
No.
Oh, that would have been a moment. What it really would have been a shout out.
Did you say government?
Government hooker, yeah.
Well, what do you think about
government hooker?
What do you think about Katy Perry on a date with Justin Trudeau?
Speaking of a government hooker, let's talk about it. Ooh wee! So, what's the deal there? You think love or something more?
A meeting of the minds.
Okay,
she's figuring out the the tariffs.
I do know the tariffs. Yes.
She was there on behalf of the tariffs.
So Katy Perry spotted on a date?
Question mark.
On a dinner date in Montreal.
Allegedly.
With former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
They're both single.
He looks kind of fine. Though I have memories of Justin Trudeau in blackface.
What?
Yes, yes.
When?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the dates. So what are they doing? Are they... You think it's romantic? You think it's political? You think it's... Or you think it's just two girls queening out?
I mean, this headline from 2019 says Justin Trudeau cannot say how often he wore blackface.
Oh. Never good. If you can't say how often, it's never good.
But they have three photos.
Honey. Well.
Well. Well, are you buying the Harry Styles sex toys or what?
I'm not done talking about Katy Perry's.
Well, are you buying the Harry Styles sex toys or what?
No. But if they want to send me one for promotional purposes, I will post it on my Instagram story and tag Pleasure or whatever his company is called.
Pleasing?
Pleasing. I tag Pleasure. Thanks, Pleasure. Thank you, Pleasure.
Who's Pleasure? For the
Pleasing. Pleaser. Thank you, Pleaser. Thank you so much, Pleaser. Well, I saw that it was like $40,000 or something in the screenshot. No, but that was like Romanian. That was the, you know, that was like Romanian bucks or something. It's cheaper than that in America.
This says the Pleasing double-sided vibrator will only cost $68 US or 50 pounds.
Double-sided. Double-sided. Double-sided?
So he started with only a vibrator and lube? Grow up.
Well, double-sided is pretty advanced, I would say, right? Or no? Or what do you mean double-sided?
This is what it says. Double-sided.
For his and his pleasure?
I don't know. No, is maybe you can use either side.
Oh.
Watermelon sugar. I don't know.
Is watermelon sugar squirt juice or what?
This is like Sydney Sweeney selling her bath soap is what the headline equates it to.
Oh, honey, not Sydney Sweeney. Did you see her denim?
I saw people were mad about the denim, but I don't know. I did not fall for the click.
You didn't watch the ad? It's like she's like, my jeans are.
Did I consume
perfect from my parents? It's definitely a wink toward genetics. The pun involved is like my genetics are passed down from me and my genetics are good. It's a little like I don't know. Do I need a all American, you know?
I don't know. Do you?
while America is so white supremacist, I don't think I want it. I don't know.
Well, my Harry Styles double-sided dildo vibrator.
Let's go back to that.
It features 7 speeds and 2 motors that operate independently of each other. It's also water resistant and rechargeable with a USB.
I certainly hope so.
$68 for the vibrator, $25 for the lube. Both already sold out.
$68 for the vibrator.
Yes.
That's when you do the math, $34 per side, that's pretty good. And if you go splitsies halvesies with your partner, if they're having one half and you're having the other, that's a pretty good deal. If I bought it and you Venmo me for half.
You know how some porn stars make molds?
Yes.
Why did Harry Styles not do that?
Oh, okay. Like Heidi in Closet has the fleshlight of her gap teeth.
Thrussy.
For her thrussy?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Or the Harry Styles body pillow with 4 nipples.
I didn't. What?
You know how he has 4 nipples?
Harry Styles?
I think, or maybe 3. I might be rounding up. I don't know. He definitely has more than 2. Let's say that. Imagine a body pillow that is a mold of his torso that you can cuddle with, and it's in the shape of his torso, and it has four nipples. I think we're onto something.
Is it authorized by him, or is it?
It doesn't exist. I'm letting the universe speak through me right now. Sorry, I'm just kind of being a faucet for the universe to leak its creative ideas through. Well, Harry, if you're listening, I'm ready to develop.
Joke's on me, because now I Googled it, and now I'm looking at a bunch of pillowcases of Harry Styles from Etsy.
Well, okay. So you're saying there's a gap in the market. You're saying the search results are lacking for what you are actually looking for.
Yes.
Okay. New merch coming soon. Hey. Oh my God. You know who needs our help?
Who?
America. Well, America is $36.7 trillion in debt. Ooh, girl, get it together. Well, now you at home, listeners, the U.S. government is now offering citizens the option to donate via Venmo or PayPal to help reduce the $36.7 trillion debt.
No.
Yes. So are you going to help?
That can't be real. That can't be real.
You can now, they have an option. You can now Venmo or PayPal. So if anybody out there is like, you know what? I need to do my part. I need to get in the gig, honey. If we all chipped in just a smidge, isn't that taxes? Like, what are we doing here?
America's $37 trillion debt now takes Venmo.
We gotta help. You guys, calling all cycle babies. Let's do this. Everyone, open up your checkbook. Crack open your wallet. Actually, don't. It doesn't take a check. It doesn't take your wallet. Open your... Log into PayPal. You have Venmo?
I'm not. I won't be.
You know people who have public Venmo transactions?
Yeah, they do.
People, and there's a timeline on Venmo, and you can see what they've been Venmoing, and there's like Republican, like, politicians that get caught paying for things because people look through their... Imagine you're scrolling your Venmo timeline and you see somebody who, you know,
sends a dollar
to America.
Who is scrolling their Venmo timeline?
You've never been bored enough?
Is this what you're doing on stream?
You've never been so bored you just took a peek to see who's paying who?
You're not ranking people. You're not tier making people's payments on Venmo.
I could and I will. You're saying when you open Venmo, you don't just automatically just without scrolling. You're forced to see what the most recent thing somebody's been up to that you're friends with on Venmo.
Here, I'll do it right now.
And you're telling me you don't just see that so and so Venmoed their boyfriend $7 for groceries?
Well, it looks like somebody paid somebody for a green smoothie. Somebody paid someone for a matcha. Someone paid someone for pizza.
It's the real truth of what people are up to. Social media is fake as hell. Instagram stories curated as hell. You want the truth? Open Venmo. See what people are paying for. Money speaks. The dollar talks.
Somebody bought a Labubu.
Oh, I'm sure.
Somebody bought Rachel lunch.
Do you see? Does it say Tyler Oakley Venmoed America $7?
No.
I'm doing my part. I'm not doing
well. That. Dang. Wow. I've learned a lot about my friends. This emoji is suggestive.
Yeah, is a disco ball and a pill. Oh, I'm sure. Honey.
Wait, was I on your Venmo?
No, because it's private the house down boots.
All right. Well,
okay.
Anything else on your list of things to discuss today?
I was going to talk shit about Jamie Lee Curtis because she fucking sucks. But do I have it in me?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
guess not. All right.
Okay. Well, okay. Corey, where can people find you?
Not at your fucking possessed house.
That's
zing.
Oh, not zing, but we have to talk about Big Brother. Oh my God,
I will give you 2 minutes.
Vince is kind of hot. There, I said it.
I think I saw pictures of Vince before the show, and I thought like old Instagram photos, and I thought, okay, cute.
Ava, icon, legend. I live, I gag. Rachel, I'm happy to be experiencing Rachel Riley. Sorry, I want a lifetime of experiencing Rachel Riley. And if you don't, turn off your TV. Go watch something else. Because I'm thoroughly entertained. Okay. Anything else I care about or think about? No. Did you see the video of Ashley on Big Brother smiling at the mirror and practicing her smile?
No, but I saw on TikTok somebody was doing like New York street interviews, and they approached Ava and asked her if she wanted free food, and she was like, I gotta go.
Like from before the Big Brother house?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just like okay. Randomly in like a street video.
Yeah. All right.
You know, it's giving boiling points Lady Gaga. Well, I'm still rooting for the women.
Well, yes, always.
All right.
You're not Team Jimmy?
No, but I did see somebody made a mashup, a side-by-side of all the lines he's taken from Drag Race.
Yeah, unafraid to reference or not reference. Okay, where can people... not in my house.
No, hell no. You? Where? Get out! Leave!
You can find me bailing Chuck E. Cheese out and bailing America out. We gotta help.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.